Ruthie, what good is telling folks that you go to Christian Fellowship Church and then you out there acting any kind of way? You hold a position in this ministry, but you out there running the street. What good is saying, I go to church, the Christian Fellowship Church? What good is that? What good is being on the praise team at CFC, but you out there, you mean, you singing everything. You doing everything. You dropping it like it warm everywhere. I mean, what good? What good is that, people? What good is it? What good is it for Tim to come up 2 weeks ago and bring such a message that I was just feeding on that thing? I'm just thinking about Tim all week. I'm feeding on that thing. Tim, like, came with the thunder. And then Tim goes straight to Ashley and just act a straight average. And just say it like that. Just be on the good side. Straight average. What's straight average? Acting like everybody else. How majority of the people act in factories and out there in the work land? Majority of the people that say they saved, and that's the one that's talking crooked and wicked. What good would Tim to come over here and bless us with that word and then he ain't living it? Come on, people. Come on. God want to work with somebody that wanna do the word of God. Not do the word of God on Monday and then, man, you straight up, man, the rest of the 5-6 days a week, you do whatever you want. Amen? What good is it to say you my Lord? Read the next translation, NIV. Watch this one. This is the NIV version.
What good does it do for you to say I am your Lord and Master?
That's the NIV?
No,
yes, right here on the thing.
Yeah, on screen. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?
Why you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do nothing I say? Why am I your Lord and Lord, but you won't do nothing I say? Why am I that in your life, but you don't do anything I say? Jamel, John, I tell you, why am I your daddy? Why you say daddy, 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 then you turn around and you be disobedient? Why would you do that? I'm not saying that's what they're doing, but why would they do that if they did that? Would I feel like they father if they do opposite of everything I say? Yes, I'm going to abide by the word, but then I'm going to get ill sometime, Tyrone, because I ain't had enough. Now, you better listen. You best to listen. I'm going to stay in the will of God, but I'm going to be firm now. You finna understand this, because I'm finna handle this. You heard? God didn't tell me I can't spank my children. It's in the word, people. You finna get told up. But I like to teach. John 14 and 15, King James.
If you love me, keep my commandments.
Say it one more time.
If you love me, keep my commandments.
Watch this. I like to talk about my mom and dad because they mine. And they still here. They haven't done anything to confuse me, mess me up, make my mind go twisted, make me hate people, make me dislike this. No, that ain't how my parents roll. Nope, I love them. They mine. I ain't gonna talk about your mom and dad today. I'm talking about mine. This ain't your mom and dad today. It's mine. I'm telling you. What good is it for them to teach me and then I don't do right? It's disrespectful to them. Mom and dad ain't never had to like wake up in the middle of the night knowing that the police calling them and I'm done this and this and this and this. They had never lost any sleep in the area of what AJ done. Granted, I'm not patting AJ on the back because AJ wanted to do a lot of crooked and wicked and toe up stuff. A lot of stuff that ran through his mind. But I'm bragging on God, man. Because I yield myself to him. It ain't because of the decision I made according to the things I want to do in life. It's a decision I made when I said, God, I love you. So because I go after pleasing the kingdom, they are pleased. Because I love being a man of God, my wife pleased. Because I'm a seek ye first the kingdom of God, my kids have a great father. that know who they are, what they enjoy doing. And I always play this game. What's on your mind? What you thinking? How was school? How was practice? Boss will tell you at just random times, boss, what's on your mind? What you thinking? Why should I not be that active with my family if that's mine? I'm going to know who they are, what they think, how they feel. They may keep something from me, but I'm going to keep at it because I'm not here to beat them up. They can do wrong, and they know they can do wrong, and I got their back. Because we can fix wrong, but if you do wrong, and then turn around and lie to me, now that's a different story. How can I trust you if you're going to lie? If you're going to do wrong, hey, man up. I mean, tell me the truth. Let's talk about it. Let's fix the wrong. I am here to help fix the wrong. I don't need you to lie to me, because lying is not going to make it better. I'm going to show y'all something. This is how lying is not going to make it better. Number one, if I'm close to God, God going to let me know. So you can lie all you want to. You can ask the boss time and time again. If you try to go sideways, me and the boss already got the answers. Why? Because we stay with him. So I'm only saying that to sharpen the parents that's here today. If you want to know what your children doing, or if you want to know if they lying, stay connected to the kingdom. Don't just take up for them when you think they done it, but you know they did it. No. Stay connected to the kingdom and call them what God called them. If you call your kids anything else except what the word of God says, then what they say about you? You their parents. Okay, I'm going to say that again. If you call your kids anything less or anything different from what the word have established who they are, then what does that say about you? You the one raising them. Last time I checked, Jai, Jamila, and Kay look like me and her. No disrespect, but they don't look like Tyrone. No disrespect. Tyrone, my boy, he know it. I love him. I tell him all the time when we text, brother, I love you, don't I, Tyrone? I love him. But they don't look like Tyrone because that's not Tyrone's seed. When Tyrone had kids, they don't look like me. Just saying. Amen? Out of the passion. Same verse, same scripture.
Loving me empowers you to obey my commands.
Loving me empowers you to keep my commandments. Loving me empowers you to obey my commandments. If you love the Father, you ain't gonna have a problem doing wrong. Amen? If you love the Father, message.
If you love me, show it by doing what I've told you.
Young people, if you love the Father, the best way you can show the Father and the best way you can demonstrate who the Father is in your life is by doing his word. Do your life look like God? Do your walk look like God? Do your speak lines up to God? Every single day, this is a behavior of mine that I want to make sure that I'm representing the Lord. Do your thoughts line up according to the Lord's? How do you get the thoughts of God? No. The people that go to Christian Fellowship Church now, y'all supposed to know the answers, but y'all don't supposed to blurt out every time. Let somebody else answer. What was that question I just asked you? Y'all ain't listening then. What was the question I just asked you? Say it again. How do you get the thoughts of God? Thank you, Brother George. Do anybody know? The word. If you want to know God's thoughts, get in his word. If you want to know how God feels, get in his word. Do you want to know how God wants you to act? Get in his word. If you want to know who you are, get in his word. Amen? Are y'all learning anything? So we came to make sure you understood that you have help. I am forever here. We are forever here to help. To help. Amen?